The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in the book of Revelation. In fact, we're winding it up. So we're going to be in the last chapter of the last book of the whole Bible, Revelation chapter 22. If you can, go and find a Bible, open it up, and join us as we consider His Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. A number of things there. First of all, I want to mention that you can find all of the messages in this series on Revelation. Now, we've just kind of done I call it a flyover. We've just kind of done a general survey. Haven't gotten down into many of the details, although we have some. And you can go back and hear all of those messages at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. And while you're there, I would appreciate it if you'd click on the link that says Contact Us, send us an address, and we will send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook, fits into a shirt pocket, into a purse, easily fit into a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as prayer requests are mentioned, I can write them down, pray about them all week, remember to pray for them, and then mark them off as God answers those prayers. What an exciting thing that is to see how God answers prayer sometimes. So I'd love to get one of these little prayer journals to you. They're absolutely free. And I'll make you this promise. If you write to us, receive the prayer journal, that will be it. I'm not going to flood your mailbox, or I'm not going to flood your email with requests for money. We just don't do that. And so write to us for the prayer journal. Now you can do it at the website. You can write to me directly at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. You can also simply write to us, as many do, at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I want to ask you to do something, if you would, please. Would you pray for this ministry? As we begin this year, we're now just into the second month of 2023. We're praying about extending this broadcast by at least three or four more radio stations this year. Now, we can't do it without your help. We need your help to do that. And so pray about it, if you would, that God would provide so that we could extend this broadcast to many more cities. We would love to be able to get this broadcast to everyone that we can. Certainly it's on the internet and available to everyone that way, but we like to be on the radio stations, and we appreciate our radio stations broadcasting our program today. So send them a note also and mention Consider His Word. So pray for us. A lot of things going on this month here at the reservations. As you know, this broadcast comes from the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. A lot of things going on this month, so pray for the Seminole Tribe of Florida, too, if you would. Now, let's get to Revelation chapter 22, the very last book of the Bible. Now, we started this last week, and as I mentioned, you can go back to the website and find all of the messages, considerhisword.org, find all of the messages in this series, including the beginning of this message last week. Last week, we really looked more about what John said and John's reaction. Remember that John fell down before the angel, and the angel said, no, don't worship me, worship God. What I want to look at today, more specifically, is the last words of Jesus in the Bible. And I believe Jesus is speaking here. So what I want to do is read verse 7, and then I'm going to jump down to verse 12 and read the whole rest of the chapter. I would like to read it all, okay? So beginning in Revelation 22, beginning in verse 7, then we'll jump down to verse 12. I believe Jesus is speaking, and he said, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Now down to verse 12. Jesus says it again, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel or messenger to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Let him that is heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man should take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which saith these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. In this last half of the chapter of the last book of the Bible, I believe Jesus is speaking to us. Twice he told us, Behold, I come quickly, in verse 7 and again in verse 12. He said, Behold, I come quickly. But he also told us that he that keeps the sayings of this prophecy, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. You're blessed if you keep the words of this book. And I believe not only the book of Revelation, but I believe the entire book of the Bible. Now, the word keep here, you know, when we think of keep, we can think of it in a couple of different ways. But what he's talking about here is to hold it precious, to keep it as though it was something very important to you, to hold it as though it was something very, very important to you, the Word of God. And so he said that he would come, that we're to hold on to the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now, when we jump down to verse 12, he adds this, that he said, My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. You know what that work is? It's faith. It's trusting him. He tells us who he is on the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Read John chapter 1, when the Bible says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was in the beginning with God. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, because in verse 12, he tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He says again that there will be a blessing. In verse 7, blessed is he that keeps his sayings. In verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates of the city. You know what Jesus said one of his commandments was to believe him. And that there is a blessing in believing him, a right to the tree of life and an entrance into the city, the new Jerusalem. And he said that he sent his angel to testify, his messenger to testify of these things in verse 16. And I'm really concentrating here on the things that Jesus himself said. I have sent mine angel, my messenger, to testify unto you these things in the churches. And again, he tells us, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. These words are definitely, without doubt, from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he said, I sent my angel to testify. I think this is a confirmation of the angel that John spoke of back in verse 8 when he wanted to fall down and worship that angel. He said, I sent my angel. I sent him to testify of these things. And then we see a final invitation and a warning. The final invitation is in verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. That would be the Spirit of God, the bride, which would be the church. They say, come. The invitation is to come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Three times, come, come, come. Jesus wants you to come to him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The invitation to Jesus has always been to come unto me. We sing a song. I love this song. It's this, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Have you come to Jesus? Run to Jesus. Have you put your faith and trust? His invitation from him is to you to come and put your faith in him and believe him. But there's an important warning here, and I don't want to read all of the verses again, but he said basically in verses 18 and 19, he gives us this warning that if you try to add to the Word of God, if you add to the Word of God, he said, all the plagues that are written in this book are going to come upon you. And in a similar sense, if you try to take away anything from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city. What a dire warning that we are not to change the word of God. You know, many have tried to change the word of God. They've tried to do it through different translations. You've got to be careful with translations. They've tried to take the word of God and mean it to say what they want it to say. I remember hearing about someone in the early part of the 17th century who took the Bible and he took out all of the parts he didn't like and kept the parts he did like and then tried to sell it as his own personal translation of the Bible. It was foolish. And he will face the consequences of trying to change the word of God. And finally, we see the testimony of the just when they say, amen. The Lord says, I come quickly. Verse 20, surely I come quickly. And it's like everyone stands up and says, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Are you ready for the Lord to come? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Would that be your words? Or you're saying, remember, there is a song. I don't know why I'm thinking about so many songs today, but there used to be a song that said, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. Now, I understand the purpose of the song and why they were singing it, but do you want him to come today? Are you anxious for his coming? There's a blessing for those. The Bible calls it the blessed hope. And there'd be a crown for those who love his appearing. And then John signs off the book with these words, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. Are you ready? If the Lord should come today, have you put your faith in him? The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you trusting him? Do you know him? What a great study in the book of Revelation. I hope you'll take time to read it. There's a blessing for those who read it. And I appreciate you listening today. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.